the heat of a summer night in the land of the dollar bill. When the town of Chicago died and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law. I heard my mama cry, I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. I heard my mama cry, I heard her pray the night Chicago. And the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old East Side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. There was shouting in the street and the sound of running feet, and I asked someone who said, about 100 cops are dead. I heard my mama cry, I heard her pray the night Chicago. Then there was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. Chicago died. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. The night Chicago died. We'll be right back.
to say. Now I'm going down to the station. He'll be there at 10 after 2.
That was the Shangri-Las from their album, our compilation called Myrmidons of Melodrama. An excellent comp, big old vinyl compilation with two records. I love it. That was the song The Train from Kansas City. And before that, we heard The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace, a almost one-hit wonder. I know they had one other song from Britain or from England in the 70s. And pretending to be from the east side of Chicago, which is Lake Michigan, I believe. Anyways, great song. And that particular song goes out to my friends Gord and Sean, both diehard Cubs fans. And the Cubs did not die hard last night. They died very quickly and softly and meekly. The Chicago Cubs getting swept by the New York Mets in baseball. And the Blue Jays won yesterday, so they're taking the train to Kansas City. When I originally like got inspired to play that song, I thought it was the train to Kansas City. But it's the train from Kansas City, which doesn't work quite as well. Still, great song, and any excuse to play the Shangri-Las is fine by me. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia in Canada. And yeah, on today's show, got a bit of a preview of a hot show happening at the Wise Hall on Saturday night. Got some new stuff from a bunch of people. Lots of cool songs. Hope you stay tuned. We're going to start off with a very excellent song. It's by Collapsing Opposites. This is the project, long-term project of Ryan McCormick. He, just looking at his Bandcamp page, my goodness, there are 15 albums here. And he has a new one out, and it's called Dreamland. And this is the song Castles. It's a very beautiful song, and it also has a beautiful video that I recommend checking out. And they're going to be, he's going to play with, I think, I don't know what the state of the band is. It has expanded greatly and then shrunk throughout the ages. So I don't know quite what the band is looking like these days. He often plays with a bunch of other people. But regardless, they're going to be playing with Supermoon. At Horses Records on Friday night. I think it's an early show because it's in a record store. And they're also playing with the new National Film Board of Canada, who won the first night of Shindig. Shindig started at Pat's Pub on Tuesday night. It was a blast. Very good jokes for beers in that Luke Meat punchline, I think three people. And yeah, so those three bands this Friday, and the celebrating the release of Dreamland, the new cassette by Collapsing Opposites. So let's give that a listen. Here is Castles.
Build your castle from the ground, made of stone and bone, so safe and sound. Erect it there inside your head, with the deepest of moats around your bed. Archers ready and drawbridge up. When those outsiders ask what's new, you'll say nothing much. How about you? Mm-hmm.
surfer, everyone who wants to see your secret will be safe with me. Your castle will be preserved for everyone who wants to see your secret will be safe with me.
Yeah. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Right, that was Milk, formerly Watermelon, with a new song of theirs. I don't think they have an album. The album's not out yet, but they're starting to pull some things together. The pieces are coming into place. Very good. That was the song Don't Laugh, Milk. Very good. They share a couple of members with the band that we heard before that. Tom, the main Milk guy, and then also Al Smith. Also a village, and both Tom and Al play in Soft Serve, who we heard before. They have a new EP out, and it's pretty great. And that was the song. What was that song? That was Better Off When You're... I cut it off. Oh. Anyways, it's something. It's Better Off When You're... Yeah, that's what it's called. But Soft Serve, very good. And at the top, we heard Collapsing Opposites from their new cassette, Dreamland. That was the song, Castles. And go see Collapsing Opposites this Friday at Ye Olde Horses Records in Hastings Sunrise. Also, very near Horses Records and very near Hastings Sunrise is the Wise Hall, which is where Sean Nicholas Savage is going to play this Saturday night. And... he has a local favorite, Nick Kurgovich, opening up for him. So it should be a very fun night. Let's give a listen to a song from Other Life, Sean Nicholas Savage's record from a couple years back. His new record is called Other Death, but I haven't heard it yet. Well, I've heard one song and I wasn't really big on it, but anyhow. So we're going to start off with Chin Chin, the song by Sean Nicholas Savage, and then we're going to hear some Nick Kurgovich. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Still my brother. I said no matter what color. Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together?
All right, that was Timmy Thomas with his song, I think from 1972, that's what I'm going to say, Why Can't We Live Together? And that will sound very familiar to fans of Drake and possibly fans of D-R-A-M, Drum. I don't know how you say that. But that's the song that's sampled for Hotline Bling, which is a very enjoyable song if, you know, lyrically pretty dumb, but very, and you know, sexist and blah blah blah, but fun song, and I really like that song. I'm not going to play Drake right now on the air, but I wanted to play that because it's a pretty cool old soul track. And before that, we heard Nick Kurgovich from the One Woman Show 7-inch she put out on Mint Records. That was the song "I Can't Bring Myself to Smile." That is one of my favorite songs ever. I just love it. The lyrics are so great. And Nick Kurgovich is a very, very talented songwriter. And that song was re-recorded for his GG project, the kind of big Brill Building soul thing. I think Bobby Birdman sang those lyrics, and it's great. It's really fun. It's definitely more up-tempo, but I love just the world weariness that Nick brings to that version of the song. And at the top, we heard Sean Nicholas Savage from his 2013 album out on Arbutus Records called Other Life. That was the song Chin Chin. And both Sean Nicholas Savage and Nick are going to be at the Wise Hall this Saturday. Let's see. Thought I should play some songs to commemorate the election results from last Monday. Why not? Congrats to Justin Trudeau and the Liberals. Not exactly what I was hoping for. A little too much of a good thing, maybe. I was thinking minority parliament with the NDP holding some of the power there would have been better. But, you know, I'm optimistic. We'll see how it goes. I hopefully he remains as progressive in power as he was in campaigning. And here's to you, Justin Trudeau. I hope you are every bit the great prime minister you've sort of promised yourself to be. And here's the song Red Comes in Many Shades by U.S. Girls from her new album, Half Free. Thank you.
Phil?
And right now it's time to
peanut butter.
Dance!
First you dig peanuts and you dig them, then you crush them, then you spread them.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Thank you.
right. That was Revered, the project of Mr. Emmett Hall, music director for improv greats The Sunday Service and Shindig finalist, semi-finalist last year, semi-finalist. And he and Pietro, who used to be in They Shoot Horses, Don't They, have a live band. They're a lot of fun to go see. So consider go seeing them. They're going to be releasing their new album. It's called What If I'm Right? But What If I'm Right? That's going to happen on November 4th at the Fox Cabaret. So check that out. And that was the song Capitulate. Yes. Before that, we heard Tanetta from Toronto, from his classic album 777. That was the song You Got Too Much. And before that, we heard U.S. Girls from the album Half Free, Red Comes in Many Shades. Both of those two songs going to our new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. I think that's going to do it. I thought we'd be able to squeeze in a few more songs, but we aren't going to be able to. So instead, I'm going to close it out with some Aura Kogan. She has a recent EP called Crystallize. We're going to hear a song off of that. And if you like what you heard, sorry for coughing. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at CITR.ca. There's a fancy new podcast server. We got a new website a little while ago, and also all the podcasts are new. And that is sort of, I don't know what I'm doing with my website right now. So you could go to duncansdonuts.wordpress.com, but I haven't updated it for a while because I got to rework out my workflow. Anyways, here is Aura Kogan. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for All Ears coming up next with some very good advice, and then music for The Observant happening at 2 p.m. Great afternoon of programming here on CITR. Keep it locked in. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you around this weekend. If not, get ready for next weekend's Halloween Spooktacular. The annual Spooktacular. All right, here we go.
Shoulders. Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.